The Challenge of the Yukon.
On King! On your husky!
The Wonder Dog King, swiftest and strongest of Eskimo lead dogs, blazes the trail through storm and snow for Sergeant Easton as he meets the Challenge of the Yukon. Sergeant Preston was typical of the small band of Northwest Mounted Police who preserved law and order in the new Northwest country, where the greed for wealth and power led to frequent violence and bloodshed. But in spite of the odds against them, Sergeant Preston and his Wonder Dog King met that challenge, and justice ruled triumphant. Big plans were afoot for the New Year's Eve celebration in 40 Mile. The afternoon of the party, Pierre Duval and Bill Cross were telling Sergeant Preston about it in Pierre's trading post.
There will be three fiddle and a guitar to play for dancing and lobby of hotel is decorate.
And there's going to be plenty of liquid refreshments. It's going to be a winging. You'll be there, won't you, Preston?
Well, I certainly shall. I came over from Dawson for New Year's Eve in 40 Mile.
Oh, it will be fine party. If I could only go.
Where ain't you going, Pierre?
Oh, I don't like for leave store. Miners have come for New Year celebration. Leave gold in my safe. Someone must guard it.
Seems too bad you should miss that party, Pierre.
Sergeant, what you do with King tonight? You take him with you to hotel?
A New Year's Eve party's no place for a big husky. I'm going to leave him in my room.
Maybe if you would leave him here store, then I could go to party.
Why, certainly, Pierre. I'd be glad to leave him here. I'll guard the place for you, won't you, boy?
Oh, thank you, Sergeant. C'est bien. Now I can celebrate, too.
I'll bring him over before the party starts. You going my way, Bill?
Oh, yeah.
See you later, Pierre.
Goodbye, Sergeant, and thank you again.
Come on, King.
It's getting colder, ain't it?
Bill's wagon.
Hello, Sergeant Preston.
Well, hello there, Bobby.
Look what the Chinaman gave me to celebrate New Year's with, Sergeant.
Firecrackers.
Wait, I'll set one off for you. They make an awful noise. Watch. Look out now.
Oh, what a noise. Well, come on back, King. Won't hurt you.
Oh, gee, Sergeant. I didn't mean to scare him.
I didn't think that dog was afraid of anything, Preston.
Well, I've never seen a dog yet that wasn't afraid of firecrackers. King will jump right at a gun, but firecrackers are a different story. It's all right, fella. Come
on. Gee, I hope he knows I didn't mean it. He doesn't want to come near me.
We can smell the firecrackers on you. Have a good time, Bobby. Happy New Year.
Goodbye. Happy New Year.
Come on, King.
Preston.
Yes?
I just thought of something I forgot to get from Pierre. I'll have to go back.
All right. See you later, Bill.
Bobby, where'd you say you got them firecrackers?
From the Chinese laundryman. That's the way they celebrate Chinese New Year's.
You wouldn't want to sell some of them, would you?
Well, didn't give me very many.
Oh, I just want about six or seven. We've got to hurry.
Listen to that cur. Why would he like to get at us?
Out goes the old years. In comes the new. Maybe we leave party too soon, Sergeant.
Well, it's 2 o'clock, Pierre, and I wanted to leave while you were still on your feet.
Nobody's never carried Pierre home.
Well, it's the first time for everything. Well, here we are. I'll get King. Guess everything's all right.
Happy New Year, King. You guard my store well, huh?
All right, boy. Begging you home.
Good night, Sergeant. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Pierre. Good night. Come on, boy. I guess we shouldn't have planned to stay here in the hotel tonight. That party will last till morning. What's the matter, boy? You've acted funny ever since we got here. Trying to tell me something? Come here, fella. You know, sometimes I wish you could talk it, but what? Well, you're burned. All the hair on your shoulder. So that's what's wrong. You must have rubbed against Pierre's stove or something. Well, that's too bad, fella, but skin isn't burned much. It'll be all right tomorrow. Now, you lie down. We better try and get some sleep. Morning, Jim.
Hello, Sergeant.
Well, you don't look too happy this morning.
Guess I was a little too happy last night. You going this way?
Yes, I have to get something at the trading post if Kerr's awake.
He better be, or I'll have to wake him. Have to get the money from my furs and head back home. There's Bill Cross. He don't look too chipper either.
Well, what's he doing in town at this hour?
He stayed with Ned last night.
Oh.
Said he didn't think he could make cabin. Hi there, Bill.
Hello.
Hello, Bill.
How do you two feel now?
Get away from him, Sergeant! Take him off!
Hang back! Get away from him! What's wrong with you?
Hey, what did he do that for?
Well, I can't imagine. He's never even growled at Bill before. I'm sorry, Bill.
Crazy mutt. What's wrong with him? Hold him!
Boy, he tore your pocket off. Here's the stuff that fell out. Firecrackers. Where'd you get them?
I was shooting them off last night. Guess I missed a few.
You aren't hurt, are you, Bill?
Oh, no. I'm all right. I'll see you later.
That was funny.
King's never jumped anyone before without a reason.
Right. Here we are. Let's see if Pierre is up yet.
Oh, Sergeant, so glad I am to see you. I have been robbed.
Robbed? When?
Robbed?
This morning, I go to open safe. The door fell off. Everything, all gold is gone.
Did you hear anything after you went to bed?
No. But that must be when it happened, while I sleep. King, he was here till I come home last night.
What's this on the floor?
Boy, it's part of a firecracker. There's another one over there.
Did anyone shoot these off yesterday, Pierre?
No. Nobody in here.
I wonder. Maybe you were robbed before we got back last night.
But no, they could not. Without shooting King.
King jumped Bill Cross just now for no reason.
Bill had firecrackers in his pocket, remember?
And Bill was with me yesterday when Bobby scared King with him. Jim, we're heading for Bill's cabin right now. Come on, King.
I tell you, Sergeant, I stayed with Ned all night. He'll prove it. And you saw me at the hotel before that.
I didn't see you all the time, Bill.
Well, you ain't got nothing on me. You can search this cabin. There's no gold here.
Hey, Preston!
Yes?
I can see that dog of yours out of the window here. He's acting awful funny. His hair's standing up on his back, and he keeps running back and forth towards the woods.
They're probably my tracks. That dog's got something against me for some reason or other.
Come on, we're going outside and find out.
No, I'm afraid of him.
He won't hurt you unless I tell him to. Come on. What's wrong, fella? There's tracks leading away from the cabin. King seems worried about them, and they aren't yours, Bill.
Why, sure they
are. King wants to follow them. I think I'm beginning to see what happened. You had someone helping you, someone King's known before.
He sure wants to follow him.
All right, Bill. I'm taking you to town and confining you until we trace these tracks. They lead west, toward the border.
George had built himself a rude shelter of spruce boughs and fallen into an exhausted slumber after plodding through the snow weighed down with a heavy gold. He was awakened suddenly by a deep growl and opened his eyes to look into the snarling jaws of a huge dog a few inches from his throat.
Put away! Help!
All right, you get up. Don't try and reach for a gun or that dog will kill you.
King, then you... It's Preston.
Why, George Jameson... What are you doing out of prison? King and I put you there 3 months ago.
Why,
You remembered him too, didn't you, Pa? So you're the one who helped Bill Cross steal that gold.
So he squealed, did he? The dirty double-crosser.
No. King just did a fine job of pointing both of you out to me. All right, fella. Got him. We're going back to 40 Mile.
These copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit, and all characters, names, places, incidents used are fictitious. They are sent to you each week at this same time and reach you from our transcription studios. Hugh Holder speaking. This is the Michigan Radio Network.